You're the Lord of my life. You're the Lord of my life.
The phrase Jesus is Lord means that Jesus is the supreme ruler or master who has complete authority, power, and control over everyone and everything. And the phrase Jesus is Lord is true regardless of whether or not we confess it or deny it. As I mentioned to you in part one of this series, just because we say the phrase Jesus is Lord, it doesn't mean that we've allowed him to be the Lord of our lives. That's why Jesus challenged those of us who have confessed him as Lord of our lives with this question: why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? In light of this question and the commitment that we've made to allow Jesus to be the Lord of our lives, I think we should regularly do what it says in the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, when it says this: examine yourselves to see whether or not you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you have failed the test. Question: have you examined or tested yourself recently to see if you're in the faith or to see if Jesus is in you? Over the next several weeks, I'd like for us to take a life exam and use the four letters in the word life, L-I-F-E, to help us examine four areas of our lives to see if Jesus is in us and to see if we're allowing him to be the Lord of our lives. Today, I want to examine the first of the four areas of our lives that I believe Jesus wants to be the Lord of. The first letter in this area of our lives starts with the letter L. As I shared in the last lesson, it's an area that Jesus said will be used as a gauge to determine if we'll be found guilty or cleared of all charges. So here's the first question of our life exam: is Jesus Christ the Lord of our lips? Now, when we examine ourselves to see if Jesus is the Lord of our lips, we're not just focusing on the pink flesh that sticks out underneath our noses. We're talking about the words that come out of our lips. These words from our lips can be used to express hatred and used to hurt others, or they can be used to express help and used to bring healing to others. As I listen to people express how they feel about words, I often hear people say something like this: well, words are just words. I mean, there's nothing good about them and there's nothing evil about them. They're just words. But Jesus' understanding about the words that come from our lips are radically different than what most of us think. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37, Jesus said this: but I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your word you will be acquitted, and by your word you will be condemned. Now that's a totally different mindset than what most of us have about the words that come from our lips. Jesus said that by every word we speak, we'll either be condemned, which means to be found guilty, or we'll be acquitted, which means to be cleared of all charges. Does Jesus' judgment and teaching on this topic ever make you wonder why he places such a huge importance on the words that come out of our lips? Well, if we read just a few verses before verses 36 and 37, I believe Jesus explains to us why we should think more seriously about the words that come out of our lips. In verses 34 and 35 of Matthew 12, Jesus said this: for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. Jesus is telling us here that the reason why the words that come from our lips are so important to examine is because when we are trying to communicate to him or to someone else, the words that come from our lips aren't just noises that reflect objects and concepts. They're noises that reflect what's stored up and overflowing from our hearts. So when the words that come out of our lips hurt God and others, they reflect that our hearts are overflowing with evil things. And when the words that come from our lips honor God and others, they reflect that our hearts are overflowing with good things. So let's take some time right now to examine our lives and look at some practical examples of what it sounds like when Jesus is or when he isn't the Lord of our lips. When Jesus isn't the Lord of our lips, our hearts will be filled and overflowing with evil things and will gossip, which means to spread rumors about someone's personal life who didn't give us permission to talk about it. Well, slander, which means to speak negatively behind someone's back in order to destroy their reputation. We'll lie and deceive by exaggerating or withholding the truth. We'll brag and boast about who we are or what we have or what we've done or where we've been. will express how he wished harm would come upon someone by saying that he wished that they would get hit by a car or struck by lightning. We'll tell jokes that make fun of people because of their ethnic background or their race or how they act. We'll tease people to their faces in a way that's hurtful by making fun of their height or weight or the clothes that they wear. We'll speak mean, hateful, degrading words when we argue, and we'll speak the truth without love. People will say sometimes, well, I told them the truth, but an important question to ask is this. Did you tell them the truth to help them or to hurt them? When these are the kind of words that come from our mouths, they reveal that Jesus isn't the Lord of our lips. But when Jesus is the Lord of our lips, our hearts will be filled and overflowing with good things, and we'll speak encouraging words, instilling courage and hope in people. We'll speak blessings on people and tell them how we want good things to happen to them. We'll speak honest, truthful words, not exaggerating and not withholding the truth. We'll speak with humility, giving credit to God and others who have helped us. We'll speak words of comfort to the hurting and the lonely. We'll speak words that make people laugh without making them or others feel disrespected, and we'll speak the truth in love. Telling people things about themselves that may be hard for them to hear, but we say it in a loving way because we want God's will to be done in their lives and because we want Jesus to be the Lord of our lips. In John chapter 12, verse 49, Jesus said this about himself, "For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say." It's hard for me to imagine that everything I would say and how I would say it would be exactly what and how God would say it. And as I examine my life, I'm realizing more and more that I've got a long way to go before this would be true about me. But I want you to know that I'm continually asking God to fill my heart with Jesus so the words that come from my lips will reflect that Jesus is in me and that he is the Lord of my life. Question: is your heart overflowing with good things or evil things? Do the words that come from your lips reflect that Jesus is in you and that he is the Lord of your lips? Are you spending time reading God's word and praying so you can grow in your relationship with him and allow him to change and fill your heart so the words that you speak bring help and healing? It's my prayer that you would answer yes to all of these questions. But if you feel that these things aren't true about you, it's my prayer that you'll ask God to forgive you for the sins that you've committed against him and others with the words that have come from your lips. And it's also my prayer that you will make a commitment right now to spend time growing in your relationship with God so he can change and fill your heart with the Spirit of Jesus and empower you to allow him to be the Lord of your lips. The next time, I'll share with you the second area of our lives that I believe Jesus wants to be the Lord of. This area starts with the letter I, the second letter in the word life, and is something that God tells us that we should hold as a prisoner and make it do whatever Jesus tells it to do. So until then, let's pray the prayers of the psalmist in Psalm 17:3 and 19:14 when they said this. Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
'Cause we're serving in his name, and we're sharing in his name. Yeah, yeah. God gave his only son to die, so we offer him all our lives. And we're loving in his name, and we're living. in his name.